This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, February 22nd. God's word for you today is engage it. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and it says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." If you're going to get traction in your mind, the first thing you need to do is test every thought. Do not believe everything you think. Secondly, guard your mind from garbage. Thirdly, never stop learning. Make learning a lifetime objective. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 8 says, "Those who get wisdom do themselves a favor, and those who love learning will succeed." Do you want to succeed? Then you need to love learning, because God says in His word that it is those who love learning that will succeed. I want to challenge you to have a library and invest in books. You can start now to buy books, read books, and collect books. It can be one of your legacies. It is not too late to start building a library that you can hand over to your children so that they will see the books that shaped your mind. It is so important that we do this. It is an incredible legacy. To have mental traction, the fourth thing is renew your mind daily with the word. We cannot say this enough. If you have been paying attention, you will know that this keeps coming up. Renew your mind daily by engaging with the word of God. Engagement is reading, but it goes beyond reading. Some of us need to engage with the word by listening to the word. Some people are more auditory, some are more visual. Some of us need to engage the word in meditation. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." This scripture is so powerful. I wish I can put this on auto replay for everyone. My question to you is, what do you think about most of the time? What you think about most of the time is either your God or it is contending with your God. Some people think about golf most of the time. Well, if that is you, then golf is either your God or it is contesting with your God. For some, it is football. Soccer is contending with your God. For others, it is fashion, accessories, or movies. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." Do you need God's peace? Then fix your thoughts on God. One of the things that really helped me is in my house, there is constant music, worship playing. I discovered that because of some challenges I was going through in a particular season, I needed to make a lot of effort to focus and to pray. However, when I started putting on worship, my mind was consistently worshiping and focused on God in worship. Guess what? Peace. God's peace flooded my life. It is so powerful. Let us pray. Father, I commit to studying and engaging your word daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information, about our locations and services. God bless you.